Well, hi, everybody. My story. So many times, you know, things just kind of keep on happening, and I kind of have to believe that certain things happen for a reason, and I just have to think about that, because one fall day on a nice Sunday afternoon, I was taking care of this lovely woman. I'd taken care of her the previous day, and I knew she was being discharged first thing in the morning. So I go in, I go, hey, Barb, way to go. You get to go home today. This is fabulous. This is wonderful. And she says, yes, but, you know, I'd really like to order some breakfast first. I said, okay, you bet. Let's order you some breakfast. And so we got breakfast ordered. I go in, I take out her tray, and she goes, you know, I'd really like to take a little bit of a nap. So can I take a little nap? And this was before throughput, everybody. So, you know, okay, let's keep that in perspective. So I'm like, sure, take a little nap, no problem. I come back in after about 30 minutes. Hey, let's get some bags going. Let's get you moving. She goes, well, Bob's on his way, her husband. And then when he gets here, he can help me. Okay, that's very good. So I go, I hang some antibiotics, I go do some stuff. I finally get back to her room because guess what? Bob is here. So Bob is helping her back up everything. We do all of our teaching, we do everything. And I said, okay, great, ready to go. I'm gonna call for transport and we'll get you out of here. And so I put in for transport. Literally 2 minutes later, Barb is asking me, hey, this is sure taking a long time. Can we please get moving? Sure, you betcha. No problem. So I just think, I'll do it myself. I get the wheelchair. We get Barb in the wheelchair. We go out. Again, it's a Sunday afternoon. We're going through the lobby. It is crickets. There is nobody there. There's nothing. So Bob had parked inside right in front of the lobby. And for those of you who don't know what that front lobby looks like, it's like a little semicircle, and there's a beautiful statue of Jesus that looks like he's doing a touchdown. That's that little area right in there. So Bob parked his truck here, and you know, we're getting, okay, let's get Barb in there. Let's get all of your little bags in there. And I'm just getting that last bag in, and all of a sudden this car comes at a pretty high rate of speed and pulls up to the other side of the semicircle. I'm like, okay, you know, just kind of note it. The driver runs out, runs into the lobby. So still I'm kind of like, okay, noted. I'm still finishing up getting everything in for Barb. And just then the driver comes running back to that car and he yells, help, help, help. And I'm thinking, uh-oh, you know, is it a heart attack, a gunshot? What's going on? I get over there, I'm running to the car. Next thing I hear are the two most scariest non-labor and delivery nurse words there are. It's coming. Oh, my God. Okay, 40 years ago, Jill Janke taught me this stuff. God, what was it? What was it? What was it? So I get there, and sure enough, the door opens up, and I'm greeted with this. And there is a head crowning. And I'm like, okay, okay, oh God, what did she say? Something about sunny side up, was that good, was that bad? I don't know, oh my God. And again, there is nobody around. And so I get down there and I'm, you know, the head comes out. I'm like, okay, great, okay, we pass out. Now there was something about shoulders. Shoulders, was that good, bad, hard, whatever, I can't remember. First shoulder comes out, just in time for me to look up and I see a security guard talking in his radio, breaker 19, yeah, we're all set here. There's a labor and delivery nurse with her right now. No, I'm an oncology nurse. To the door shut, right? So I'm thinking, oh my God. So I get both shoulders out, and then the rest of the baby comes out. I'm like, oh, this is so great, we're doing this. But the baby's not crying. So we just start, I'm like, oh my God. And the poor mom, she's like, how come the baby's not crying? Well, we just need to rub him. We just need to do it. And I look in the back and there's a Dora the Explorer blanket. I told Dad, grab me that blanket. And so we're just rubbing baby, cleaning out his mouth, because I remembered that part. And we're rubbing him down and all of a sudden, wee, wee, right? So baby goes up to mom's chest, all is right in the world. I look back, and here's the cavalry of the cart, the wheelchair, everything. And some very nice person hands me a set of gloves. Thank you, but how about that towel? I'll take that towel instead. So I take the towel and I'm rubbing my hands, and the dad's standing beside me, and then he says, I look at him and I look at this car and I go, man, this detail job is gonna be expensive. And so then just then, mom, dad, baby, Dora the Explorer, they all go inside, and then I'm alone again. And there is again nobody there, and I'm standing there kind of covered in some baby juice, and it's like, what do we do? So I get on the phone and I call security. I go, you've got to send somebody out here because I got to go back to work, you know, I have to leave. And so finally a security guard comes and they secure the area. And then I call the unit. I go, hey, I'm sorry this is taking so long, but I just delivered a baby. And I'll be right up. And so I get back upstairs, and I'm riding this high of delivering this baby, right? I was like, nothing's going to affect this day. Pharmacy can tell me 5 times to go look in the bin, and I'm going to say, no problem. You know, the mean old man in 62 that says, shut the goddamn door, you betcha every single time. You know, nothing is going to break this. So it was just a fabulous, fabulous feeling, that euphoria. Nothing was going to affect me, right? So then the next day, went back to work. I went downstairs to mother baby, and I was able to actually meet the mother. And so we met, and they asked me to be one of the baby's godmothers. I know. So I got to go to the christening, and I went to his first birthday party, and the mom now works at Providence, and so I get to kind of keep up with him and kind of what's going on. So again, if things are kind of not going your way, there might be a reason.